Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can we just talk? Can we just talk? Talk about where we're going before we get lost. Let me out of thoughts. Can't get where we are without knowing. I've never felt like this. If I'm moving too far, can we just talk? Can we just talk?
Razor would laugh you out of the building, by the way, if you suggested trading Patrice Bergeron.
Well, I know that's his boy, but Mike Milbury and I kind of think we our minds are aligned on this one, and Mike Milbury knows a lot more hockey than me and Razor.
Oh, Razor, though.
No, Razor knows a lot. No, he knows a lot of hockey.
Razor, Patrice's old roommate.
You talk about Mike Milbury. I mean, this guy was a player, a coach, yeah, a front office guy. Come right. on.
Has Raycroft ever beaten another man up with a shoe?
Right. Think about that. And he did that, too.
And he's also apparently suggesting that Bruce Cassidy has lost the locker room over there.
Sounds like somebody said that before last year.
A tough time.
What?
Sounds like somebody said that before last year. That
you're referring to yourself?
That you should.
Are you the somebody?
That you should. You should.
What are you singing a Rockwell tune over here? Are you suggesting you said Bruce Cassidy had lost the locker room prior
to... Hey, Wiggy, do you think Greg and Courtney love Linkin Park?
They must. Is that in Southie?
Oh, by the way, Curtis, we never got the douche move. We need to get that in a second.
Yes.
Curtis is suggesting that we debate a douche move. Mm-hmm. But what did you suggest?
I said last year, be careful about calling your players out in the media the way that he called out Jake DeBrusque. You were like, great move by Cassidy. Way to light a fire.
It was because he got a better performance from
then
Jake
the next game, he goes out, he scores a goal, and then the next, 6 weeks after that, he disappeared.
Well, I can't help it if he's a guy who can't take his boss asking him to be more accountable and to play hard.
Right.
That's the kind of player he is. I get it.
Right. And you asked Mike Milbury that question, and his response was like, well, you can't do that publicly to players. As a guy who coached in the NHL, that means you're running. You've basically ran out of all bullets, and it's easy to do, and it's starting to point the finger at the other guys.
I will say tough timing for Bruce Cassidy to be calling out a bunch of players and then get COVID and not be able to be around them, because now he's missing from this locker room. So say they go out now and they're doing pretty well. They're like, why do we need Cassidy? And he's yelling at us all the time. He's calling us out all the time. Right. This could be the time where it could really affect him because he's not present.
Have you ever heard once any rumbling that those guys don't like Bruce Cassidy as our
You
coach?
Know why you're not
no, our top guys didn't seem to have it.
You know why you're not going to hear it? Because you see that the players go, well, we're not going to go out there to the media and create this issue. We'll talk about it behind closed doors. And I think that's what Milbury was saying.
Freaking hockey.
The whispers are behind closed doors that those guys, look how he calls us out. Look how he says this about us. He doesn't say anything negative about Bergeron when, he starts the year off and not able to score.
What would you say?
He's had better games.
What would you say negative about Patrice Bergeron?
No, I'm not saying that you would, but players in that locker room, Greg, it would be like this. You're our head coach. So if you were calling Courtney out, but you weren't calling me out for mistakes that I was making.
Misogynistic.
Right? Or vice versa. But then
that's racist.
Or Kenna Curtis, right?
I don't think there's a guy on that team who is sitting there and saying, wow, I wish Bruce Cassidy were calling Patrice Bergeron.
How would you
out.
Feel, Courtney?
If it was so shockingly obvious, yep. I would probably feel a certain way. But even if I didn't say it publicly and I was saying it behind closed doors, I would end up slipping up and saying to somebody that I was feeling a certain way.
Santo.
And it would get leaked.
You'd say it to Santo. I bet you that you don't think Jake DeBrus, I don't know if he's married or has a girlfriend or has boys. You don't think he's, you know, hangs out with a group of those guys when you've seen him on the...
I'm not talking about Selfie.
No, Nantucket. That's the other place you go to. When you've seen him there and he wanted to beat up Greg, he must have had one of his teammates. He's probably like, man, look at how they're always dogging me out and they're not dogging, you know, player X out.
But I'm saying if it's happening behind closed doors, it's bound to get leaked. And I've never heard any rumblings from anybody, any leak that
hockey
the team doesn't
are good.
Like
they ain't like
Cassidy.
Basketball players. They good. They keep it in-house.
I'm not frustrated. I'm disappointed.
Oh, what an awful saying that is.
Yeah, I would be flummoxed if this team ever traded Patrice Bergeron. Yeah, and you have to do it now because he's a free agent.
What about the call that brought up Brad Marchand?
I mean, I guess if you're Donnie Sweeney and Cam Neely and you decide you are in a legit rebuild, then yes,
Wait a second. But, let me get this right. So you would trade away your better player.
If you're talking about a huge rebuild, mm-hmm. you're going to get way more value. Ken said it. What are you going to get for Patrice Bergeron?
Yeah, you might not even get a first-round pick for him. I don't know.
I bet you could get some good young talent.
Maybe.
For a team.
Good young talent for a guy who's 36 years old? I mean, he's a great player.
Wait a second. You just told
Yes, he's a great player who's earned the right to finish his career here.
Is he looked at as a great player the rest of the league?
When it's a veteran player who's given everything to this franchise, I think he's earned the right to finish his career here.
Curtis?
This is where you're so fraudulent because
I feel like a guy who's given his blood, sweat, and tears to the organization for 19 years deserves the right to end his career here.
That's true. You did say to Ken, bring Glenn back over Christmas.
Can I get a blood, sweat, and tears rejoin, by the way?
Nice. Right.
Yeah. All right, let's get... Do you want to get to Curtis's suggestion with regard to the douche move? We can.
Good. And now, another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche.
All right, Curtis. Curtis mentioned to me when I walked in this morning they had an issue with Mrs. Curtis.
Well, let's not overstate.
what's the problem?
So she's no longer vegetarian, thank God, because that was the weirdest, most annoying thing when I was ordering anywhere. It had to have 15 different alterations. But it's a douche move when you call a restaurant and you make changes to things on the menu. I think two or more is a douche move.
Wait a minute. So a menu item exists.
Right.
Like, give me an example.
Okay.
This obviously happened recently.
Well, I have two great examples.
Yes.
Recently, Rondo's, great sub shop. Steak and cheese look delicious. I think everybody should eat them. And she wanted a sub with these ingredients. Lettuce, pickles, raw green onion, olive oil, and vinegar.
Okay. That's it?
Honor steak and cheese.
No, that's
no
the sub.
That's the sub?
Okay.
That doesn't even exist as a... What's that, a meatless? That doesn't even exist as a sub. Have a salad.
So
she wants the bread taste.
She's ordering a salad on a sub roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I call, order ahead, and I make it clear that this is not for me because I feel like I'm going to be judged if I walk into the sub shop and I'm picking up a thing with things that you would put on top of another sub as my sub. And you walk in, and there's another guy comes up. He's like, so what did you want again? Like, can you say this back to me? And I'm sitting there, and I keep saying it's my wife who ordered it.
It's not for me. It's for my wife.
So my question was, is it a douche move to make several changes to currently listed menu items? And secondly, if you are getting something for your significant other that you find to be effeminate, or I don't know if I can say that, but whatever, non-masculine, do you alert the person who is accepting your order that it is not for you?
Well, I mean, it's food. It's not like buying tampons or something. I don't think you have to blame it on somebody else.
I could not walk in and say that this is for me. That would be so weird.
I think in that case, you don't say like, hey, I'm going to have the steak and cheese, but without the steak and cheese, I'm going to do all of this. You say like, hey, I'm going to do a make my own. Can I do a make my own sub? And then you kind of do it that way. If it's more than two changes in the ingredients, you say, can I do a make my own?
Okay, I'll give you another example. Paramount and Southie. They have a barbecue chicken chop salad. Mm-hmm. And these are all the alterations that I have to make when I call in. No barbecue sauce, no ranch dressing, balsamic substitute, no dairy, and no onion. Mm. There's literally nothing left that they actually created within the salad. But well, I have to do even, all those specifiers.
Aren't they creating the sandwich, the grinder, if you will, to taste a certain way? Hence why they're using the ranch and not balsamic. If they thought that's the issue, it's not a you're creating like your own ranch sub or your own balsamic sub when it's supposed to be a ranch sub.
Right. But it's like if I don't do that, then I have failed in my job to pick up the proper meal.
See, I don't think it's a douche move because I do it. But here's what I would recommend. To your lovely wife. Find an item that is as close to what you want and then just say, I want the Italian sub with no cold cuts on it. I want, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now they know, okay, there goes your lettuce, your pickles, your onions, and what you say, oil and vinegar and your raw green onions. I want an Italian sub with no meat on it and add raw green onions.
I don't know. I feel like Santo would agree with me on this. I think that if you're, I'm not saying that you're a changer, Courtney, but
I am.
But
if
he would go to a restaurant to pick up a specific smoothie or a sandwich that Courtney wants, he would tell the person it's not for
my
me.
My wife would Santo. Agree with you because she absolutely hates the way I change everything on the.
Oh,
menu.
You're the guy that changes.
Yeah, I'm like, listen.
Do you add or subtract?
I might want to add. I might want to. You got all the ingredients back there.
Yep.
It ain't on the menu, but guess what? You can make it the way I want it. So I don't have an issue with it.
I mean, I don't understand. Is it possible? I don't want to suggest anything outrageously crazy, but could she just order it herself and then deal with the repercussions of that? Or,
well, you know, there are things we do in life that are...
Is that a possibility that if it's causing you an issue to...
Well, you're hearing my frustrations. She has to live with me. Forever. Yeah. So yeah. It's a much more difficult end for her to deal with with my psychosis.
I don't think it's a good, douche move. I'm with her. I do it all the time.
But I will say the new pandemic era where you can order online to pick up.
Makes it easier.
So easy because right. you yeah. can do it all. You don't have to tell the guy. But Rondo's doesn't allow you to do
well,
that.
They never get it right, though.
That may be an issue at Rondo's. I don't know. Like, somebody's texting in and saying it's just the thing where they never remember what you ordered. Like,
yeah.
After that could be an issue.
I highly recommend it, though, Greg. I don't get anything
Rondo's,
for free.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
And I can see what she's saying. She wants a barbecue salad, but she just wants the chicken. She don't want barbecue sauce
right.
on it. And she just wants to substitute. She wants to add balsamic to it.
That's funny. Just
a different salad.
Order a different salad.
Well, they don't have it on the menu.
Well, they don't have the salad.
Okay, then go to a place that has it.
No, why can't you make it?
I mean, it seems like so much effort. Like, you just order the thing.
No, it's a 5-minute walk from my house. It's easy to get it. It's just the ordering sucks.
Yeah, but if you're the restaurant or you're the place, if you got chicken and you got balsamic,
no, I get
and you got
it,
salad
like
stuff, why can't you just make it?
This right. is what they're doing. It's like Curtis is like, can we get the chicken ranch panini without the chicken and the ranch?
So
like,
what? So what?
Well, no,
but they want a panini.
They create it. Yeah, so go to a place that has just a plain panini. Don't
well, why
go to
can't
that
you
place?
Just take the ranch and the chicken off of it? What if I want the panini? And I don't want chicken and I don't want ranch, but they don't have it. So I say, you know what? I'd like a chicken and ranch panini, but instead of chicken, I want turkey. And instead of ranch, I want balsamic because that's what I'm feeling.
I don't know.
Greg, I
know.
I saw your Caesar salad. It had no lettuce. It was just Parmesan cheese and cream.
No, I think that's. Right. I don't think it's a douche move.
It may be a douche move. Hold on. This is Ian in the truck. Hello, Ian.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Ian?
So my fiance actually orders her subs, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and extra pickle only. That's it.
Nothing else on it. I don't think that's a sub.
But that's what she likes.
Yeah.
No, it's salad with bread. It's not. It's not a sub.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think it's one of their super dupers or whatever.
Also, you could make that thing at home for like $2. Why are you paying like $10 for it?
Well, that's
sub
the thing. I wonder what they would change the price. If you take out all that, are you still getting charged?
Just charge me whatever the Italian sub would cost. Just charge me for that, but I don't want the meat in it.
But that's a douche move, I think.
Yeah.
If you're asking for a certain sub, but you're taking out all like, you know, what they have on the menu. you should probably still be charged for that sub.
Yeah, she's getting charged for the Italian. She's just not, you know, she's getting charged the irregular amount that it would cost.
Oh, okay.
But there's no meat on it.
By the way, it's somewhat offensive to the chef over there at Rogers.
No, no, see, that's the problem.
You run the risk of offending the chef.
It's not a Michelin star here, Greg.
The way he put his submarine sandwiches together, very important to him. You're going to offend the poor guy.
You never saw, like, a menu that had two sandwiches that you go, ooh, I like what's on that one, but I like what's on that one. Somehow, can we blend them together?
Yeah.
Well, no, then you get two subs.
No, but if I can just say...
Hey. I will say, the explaining thing, I have done the explaining thing before, rarely, but I might, if I can't decide between a small cheese pizza and perhaps a tuna sub, I want half of a tuna sub and a slice of pizza, and I order that, pick it up downstairs at NEMA, I feel the need to explain in the elevator that I am perhaps purchasing for several people as opposed to purchasing for one. I can understand that part of it.
Oh, and I just got a text reminding me, you are such a fraud. You sent back at an airport restaurant
an
Alfredo sauce.
You didn't get any.
Yeah, it's from Dominic. He said, hey, tell that idiot.
And Curtis, you know what I would do? Just a little bit of information. You might have to take the L because you have to go to the store.
Right.
Have her give you what she wants. Then when you go there and you place the order, it's a little bit easier to say, hey, I want a sub with X, Y, and Z on it versus over the phone.
Good point.
This is Phil from New Hampshire. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Phil?
I have to kind of, I do the same thing, but I don't say it directly. So, like, when I order it, I'll be like, all right, what does she want? And then I'll order, you know, the prissy little sandwich. And then, like, then when I order my sandwich, like, theme music comes on. It's like Hulk Hogan's entrance music. And then I'm like, yeah, extra cheese, throw some bacon on it.
But the guy like, or the gal who's working there, they don't care. Like, why do you feel the need to explain it?
It's human nature, I think. I honestly think that subconsciously, a lot of us, it's like, oh, man. This is really prissy, and you know, I have hair on my chest. I'm a man. Yeah, I'm gonna have to justify this. I eat meat like right there when Wiggy was saying I'll order the Italian with no meat. Yeah. I'm sitting there like, no, I'll order the Italian with the meat. Take the meat off. Add the meat to my sandwich. And I'll have a double fat America.
I mean that.
There are an awful lot of people who appear to agree with Curtis that it is a douche move. Just order what is on the menu.
And I did get an American flag mask that I wear into the store now because I feel a little more manly.
So if they feel that way, order what's on the menu, then that means you can't change anything about the sandwich that you're ordering.
Well, I mean, there are options. I mean, certainly.
No, what are the options?
If you order an Italian sub, and it says it comes with lettuce, pickles, tomatoes.
It never says that.
They do.
No, it doesn't. It never comes with that stuff. Those are the add-ons. That's the stuff you pick.
No. Italian sub comes with...
Italian sub is the meat and the cheese and the bread, and you can add things.
Listen to that condescending tone.
No, I think a lot of places have all of the ingredients.
That stuff is not on there.
Yes, it is, man.
No, the only thing that they do is sometimes they confront you over whether or not you want hots.
That's it.
And if you don't want hots,
you say no.
They act like you're not a hardo.
If you don't want hots, you say no hots.
I don't like hots. And they go, wow, you don't want hots.
You know what the problem is?
How do you not want hots?
You've been you and Courtney.
Why don't you go to the confessional if you have a problem?
And I'm not saying you guys live in Southie, and you've been pampered with too many of these yuppie sub shop places.
All the sub shops in Southie have been there for like
an
a million
Italian
years.
Sub always comes with lettuce, tomatoes, pickles, onions, and hots, and the oil and vinegar. And that's what it says. An Italian sub isn't, oh, let me get an Italian sub. And then you go, can I add lettuce? Can I add pickles? No, it comes all with all. You say, I don't want lettuce, I don't want pickles, or I don't want hots. Whatever you don't want on it. But this is what it comes with.
Here's a text from a woman who listens to this show who says it is hilarious listening to a bunch of insecure little boys who can't order food for their partners without being embarrassed by
Reach.
It. That's the issue. Right?
Have you ever been to like a Publix when you're down south?
Yes.
Because they have unbelievable
they make good subs.
But the people that work there are so rude. Every Publix I've ever been to get a sub, it's like, oh, can I have, and yes, I'll make some adjustments
you can't make
to
adjustments.
Things. But they also have the option to make your own. And if you're doing it, they're looking at you like you have 10 heads. I'm like, I'm just asking if I could have a little avocado, a little American cheese, have it toasted. They are relentless at Publix.
Avocado is not a sub. That's not an add-on to a
sub.
Oh,
please,
it's
Greg,
not.
Please.
It's not. That, no, that, now you're doing what Wiggy is saying you're doing. You're gentrified Southie. You don't put avocado on a sub.
Avocado on a sub is unbelievable.
Can have that's like no.
That's for like nachos.
It's
and
like
stuff.
Toast. Avocado.
Courtney, you're right. You add avocado.
You guys are.
There's no self-respecting sub shop that has avocado sliced and ready to add to a sub.
Oh yeah, yes they do.
No, I'm sorry. They don't.
Yes, they
hello,
do.
Hello, George.
Yeah, how you doing, Tony?
What's up, George?
Hey, listen, you got to talk about food. I'm asking, you guys ever dealt with somebody that's had a gluten-free situation?
What's that?
Gluten-free, said.
Have you ever dealt with anybody that has a gluten-free diet?
One of my college roommates was celiac, so she was gluten-free. And it was always, she was so embarrassed by it. She would go into a shop, and if you say you're gluten-free, they have to, like, change their gloves.
I don't even know what gluten is.
It's like
something
bread.
Like that came, this is something that just came across us 5 years ago. Where are all these gluten people 10, 15
years
ago?
Well, she, it's like, it's a serious allergy she has.
I can't with this. We have to get to trending, and here is Ken.
Mac Jones joins Merloni and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Now brought to you by the VA New England Healthcare System. Are you a veteran? VA New England Healthcare provides state-of-the-art healthcare benefits to those who served our country. 844-VA-CARES. Learn more about the benefits you earned and deserve. 844-VA-CARES. A couple of honors for the Patriots. J.C. Jackson, AFC Player of the Month. Mac Jones, Offensive Player of the Month as well. Kyle Duggar has a COVID positive. Not sure if he's vaccinated, so that is in flux.
Mac Jones, Offensive Rookie of the Month.
What did I say?
A player.
Yes, Rookie of the Month. Sorry. Thank you for that. Jamie Collins back after missing 3 games. Bruins Preds tonight. Celtics win last night. Little defensive Jason Tatum responding to an ESPN report that he was selfish from an unnamed Eastern Conference coach.
Oh.
Said he was not selfish last night. 16 rebounds and distributing the ball.
Oh.
So there's some drama brewing there.
It must have been some sort of a made-up thing about him, huh?
I don't know.
Blake's?
I heard it. I'm the one who sent the audio. I heard it.
Okay.
He's not selfish.
Not.
He had, 17 rebounds last night at 26. The night before he had, maybe a couple nights ago.
Unnamed coach just making that up about him?
Oh, that probably was Marcus Smart.
Here was the quote. Jason Tatum is about Jason Tatum, said this coach. I don't think he cares about winning, and if he does, it's on his terms. He doesn't want to score 15 and win. He wants to score 39 and win. And here's Tatum's response.
I seen a report the other day that said I was a selfish player. That seems pretty unselfish of me, but whatever it takes for us to win, I guess more often than not, it's going to be in my hands, but we play 82 some games in regular season. You know, it's going to be certain nights where, you might need to space the floor.
They won last night, beat the Sixers, pretty big win there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Sox traded Hunter Renfrow to Milwaukee for Jackie Bradley Jr. Curtis loves the trade. Couple prospects in there as well, and they also bring back 41-year-old Rich Hill.
And breaking Brookline news that Ken will be thrilled with. As of right now, Brookline has banned the retail sale of new fur. No fur in Brookline from now on.
Oh, wow, Jesus.
Very good.
Hottos.
You ready for the weather, Curtis? The weather's up.
I can't wear my chinchilla when I'm coming through Brookline.
I think you can still wear it. You just can't buy it.
Retail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here's Curtis with the weather.
48 degrees in Boston, cloudy, afternoon high near 60.
Ooh.
Curtis, do you have a forecast for Saturday?
Oh, God, I suck. Yes.
Any chance?
I have to add Nashua here or Portsmouth. Give me 1 second.
If you could let's get to the runner's forecast for Saturday. Very interested in whether I'm going to be able to PB or not.
All right, Portsmouth, New Hampshire on Saturday. Ooh, chilly morning in the 20s, but a partly cloudy afternoon high near 40 at Portsmouth for the 5K for Jingle All the Way.
We start running at about 10 a.m. So maybe a little chilly to
layer
start.
Up.
That may help me with a better time, honestly, if I'm not perspiring like I normally do here in the studio. Thank you, Curtis. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Patriots Friday, and that means Devin McCourty will join us at 6:30 as the Patriots get ready for Monday Night Football and the Buffalo Bills, perhaps without Kyle Duggar. Let's hope not.
Yeah, that's, let's keep our fingers crossed.
That is looming larger than it was when we started the program in my mind.
Right.
Because I was thinking, if he's vaccinated, he's back, but he's got to get he's got to pass two tests. He's got to have the two negative tests.
See, that's the key is, like, if you're vaccinated, you hope you test positive early in the week versus like later in the week.
Yeah. All right. This is George. What's up, George?
Yeah, we're back. Thanks for getting me back on. Yeah, I think I mentioned a lady for a couple.
George, were you already on?
Okay, disconnected. You brought me right back.
Oh, you didn't get disconnected. I disconnected you. You didn't say anything.
You didn't let me say what I wanted to say.
All right, well, what is it? What do you want to say, George?
Well, I'd like to say if anybody's ever dated somebody and gone in a restaurant with somebody who has a situation with gluten-free.
Gluten. He was the gluten guy.
That's why I knew
my
it.
My Lord.
What's the word? I'm psychic. Uh-huh. I knew exactly what I did. No.
He's a gluten guy.
I don't know. This is John from Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, all.
What's up,
John? I wanted to give you a little history lesson on the Italian sub. Wiggy, you're not wrong that the Italian sub comes with veggies, but that was actually conceptualized by a man named Giovanni Amato in Portland, Maine in 1903.
Okay.
And then it just kind of caught on. So just a little history lesson. You're both right.
So you're suggesting that Portland can somehow lay claim to the creation of the Italian sub?
Well, no, the putting the veggies on it. What'd he say, Gianni? Mm-hmm. Gianni something.
An Italian sub isn't automatic with the veggies.
Yes, it is, man.
I don't eat Italian subs, but every time I've seen it on a menu, I feel like there are veggies listed underneath in the smaller font.
Greg is such a food. Curtis, what's a word for somebody who thinks they know everything and they're better than everybody else?
Snob. Pretentious.
Yes, he's such a food snob, pretentious. When you order an Italian sub, It's like a chicken palm sub. When you order a chicken palm sub, you know exactly what it comes with. It comes with the gravy. It comes with the cheese on it, whether it's provolone, mozzarella, and a little bit of grated cheese. When you order an Italian sub, it comes with lettuce, pickles, tomatoes, onions, hots, and oil and vinegar. Now, if you don't want none of that stuff on there, then you have to preface it when you get your sub. You have to say, I want an Italian with no lettuce. I want an Italian with no tomatoes. But that's what it comes with. Greg and this whole thing, if you go in there with it and go, oh, let me get an Italian sub and add lettuce, tomatoes. No.
Well, that's what you always have to do.
No.
You order, if you order an Italian sub, they say, do you want anything on it?
We should call and say, okay, I want an Italian sub.
It's happened to me. If it's happened to me once, it's happened 1,000 times. They say, what do you want on it? Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, John?
Nothing. I can end this whole pointless conversation with one reference.
Yes.
Five Easy Pieces with Jack Nicholson.
Yes.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes, he's ordering the toast the way he wants the toast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I appreciate Curtis brought up an interesting point with regard to a douche move, and that's what it was about. It wasn't about an Italian sub and whether it comes with vegetables or not. It was about if there are menu items that exist, are you participating in a douche move if you're changing those items in an elaborate way? And I think most people agree that you are, I think.
If you're going to pay for the sub as it is or more, if you're adding more, then I don't think it is. If you're expecting, if you change a bunch of stuff, that it's going to be a completely different price, that's where the douche move comes into play in my eyes.
Huh. This is Phil, also from Maine, the home of the Italian sub. Hello, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call, guys. So I can relate this conversation to the current state of the Red Sox and the fact that we have now moved a young center fielder that was, you know, had a bright future. We've gone and got a second coming of Willie Mays Hayes that hits with a Q-tip. We've also acquired a pitcher that probably is better off as a BP pitcher than an actual spot on the roster as well. As another pitcher that probably will man the ball bucket better than the actual starting slot in the pitching lineup. So we've made a bunch of douche move substitutions in this Red Sox sandwich that's basically going to be what are you going to call it, a crap Italian?
Do you think Chaim Bloom at the end of this past season thought that he had a team that was one or two moves away from winning a World Series? Or do you think he had a team that happened to get lucky and overachieve, and therefore he is now back to the master plan? Which do you think it was?
I honestly think these guys played to what they're capable to do, and I think that these guys they showed a lot of talent. I think they had a chance with a couple, you know, moves in the offseason this year. I think we would have been able to do as good, you know, as we did last year. And I certainly don't see with these moves that we've made that.
I don't think he believed in this team. I think he showed you at the trade deadline time that this team was what it was.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 5-year plan or whatever that plan is, and I think he thinks they overachieved, and that's why he did virtually nothing prior to lockout. That's what I think.
That's who he is. Right?
I think he's back. That's who he is.
Right.
He's back to his plan. He doesn't look at it the way some might look at it and go, "Hey, you go out and get yourself a legit pitcher."
Let me ask you this. Do you think that is going to hold weight if next year the team is worse and you have fans, you know how the Boston media is, how the Boston fan base is, if they completely slide next year, do you honestly think they're going to be supportive of this idea if he tries to do the same thing in 2023? Because I don't.
I don't know that he or management cares that much because they brought him in for the master plan.
Right.
Your big move is signing a 41-year-old guy who's been here 6 other times.
But how long does that master plan play out before people start getting pissed?
Yeah.
But that's who he is, though. Yeah. You hired him knowing who he is.
But, yeah. Okay, but tell me, how many years is the master plan? When would that come to fruition?
Who knows? I mean, it's not long with the Red Sox. We've seen what they did with Dombrowski. Guy won a World Series, and they didn't like what he did. They moved on. So at least I will give the Red Sox credit. If Chaim Bloom's not doing what he's supposed to do, they'll move on from him. Can I see that we are on Italian subs real quick?
We're up again.
Some sad news.
Yeah.
In the Italian sub world. And some sad, sad news. I was a huge fan of this show growing up as a kid. Eddie Mecca.
Yes.
AKA.
Don't say it.
I have to say it. AKA the Big Ragu.
Carmine Ragusa.
Yes.
On the Vernon Show. He passed away.
Yes, passed away.
Oh,
God damn it.
69 years old.
Oh, I loved Carmine.
Yeah.
He was such a loyal boyfriend.
And he was such a good character on
that show. He was. Sad news.
He beat people up. And
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for sharing that. We were talking about Italian subs, and he worked at, you know, the sub joint, so I had
to. Wiggy's constantly up to date when it comes to 70s television stars and their health. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show.
When I tell you the largest fireball I have ever seen in my entire life, bride's hair caught on fire, maid of honor burnt her hand.
On WEEI.
Bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count.
Coco, enjoy Luke Combs tonight.
Ooh, I will. I'm trying to go two nights in a row. I'm trying to go tomorrow night, too.
School night. Make sure you get out of there before the encore.
Okay.
Got work to do tomorrow morning, bright and early. Recommendation, by the way. For Portsmouth on Saturday, Moe's subs, the best Italian on the seacoast.
Oh, wow.
I was going to be like, cool. Moe's.
That's the Moe's. Uh-huh.
So I will say this, the award-winning Ken and Curtis show live on Saturday as we head to Portsmouth, New Hampshire for the 9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K at the Cisco Brewery. We will see you there. You can come out and see Curtis and Ken. And enjoy the program.
Yeah, don't oversell it. Jeez.
The band and the fun and the I'm dreading the 3.12 miles or whatever it is.
You want the fettuccine Alfredo the morning of the race, right?
Yeah. Are you going to carbo load the night before?
Could you just run ahead of me with that in your hand, and that might help? All right. Tomorrow morning, Patriots Friday. We are here at 6. Devin McCourty at 6:30. And we're out of time, so no crossover.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.